This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. If you see an Olympic ski jumper wearing Green Bay Packers colors, you may be watching Nita England. The 25-year-old from Florence, Wisconsin, is taking part in her first Winter Games, but in recent years, she's become one of the top U.S. jumpers. She spoke recently with WPR's Brady Carlson from Slovenia, where she trains. And she said, ski jumps have to juggle concentration and exhilaration.
I always tell people that ski jumping is like golf, except with a golf ball. So it's a focus sport, but it's also a bit of risk and adrenaline. We get close to 60 miles an hour. It's about 55 miles an hour on a lot of hills. When you hit the takeoff, you have to jump. Timing is very, very important. And you're basically jumping mostly straight up, and the speed carries you, and you go into your flying position. You're trying to carry as much speed as possible. We're trying to go around 90 meters. It depends on the hill. And jumping, we want to be going around 90, maybe some meters further. It just depends. And then we're landing, and we put one foot in front of the other in a tailmark position. And then you slow down and stop.
And then everybody cheers because you just did such a great job.
Yes, of course.
Now, you mentioned that timing is very important. So how fine is the line between a jump where everything goes the way you hoped it would versus the one that doesn't?
It's extremely fine. I will say timing is one thing I struggle with more than anything. I'm better at flying than I am at the takeoff. If you screw up the timing on a ski jump, you basically don't have a chance to recover that jump. Timing is all about feeling on the ski jump. You can try going off of a visual reference, but really the ski jump tells you when you have to go because you're going through the radius and gravity is pushing and pushing down on you. And really the millisecond that the gravity stops pushing on you is when you have to start jumping.
It's not a huge surprise that a ski jumper would come from Wisconsin, given how much winter we typically get. But how did this all get started for you? And what was it that made you see a ski jump and say, I'd like to get up there myself and try this?
I grew up on the border of Wisconsin and the UP, Northern Michigan. And there's one ski jump there. It's called Pine Mountain. It's one of the largest artificial ski jumps in the U.S. It has like a huge ominous tower. I started because my brother started before me, and I remember him building jumps on our farm. I think it was a few years later that I was jumping at our club on small ski jumps, and you just work your way up. I think I didn't jump a large 120 meter until I was 15 years old, so it takes a long time to train that.
And I've heard you compare the feeling of jumping to flying. Given how much focus you have, how much you have to keep track of, and your timing and your mechanics and so forth, do you still get to enjoy that sensation, the flying feeling that you've had as you started ski jumping, even as you're competing at the highest level that there is?
Definitely. When you have a good jump, it kind of matters more that you had the good jump than what the result was. You kind of get out in the air, and you usually know instantly, this is a good jump, this feels awesome, and it lasts forever. I mean, we're in the air for maybe 3.5-4 seconds, but it feels a lot longer than that, and you remember those jumps for the rest of your life.